na chai tana prabhon sana jaya chaita godana shiva sadhi
a South Indian bhajan performance with the explanations given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on July 20th, 1981 in Madras, India.
Salakaya Chakshushuna Militanga Jaina Tasmai Sri Bhagavate Nama. Lord Ganesha was invoked to destroy all the obstacles on the path of progress in the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna and his expansions. This is described in the Brahma Sanghita.
Yat pada pallava yuganga vinidhaya kumbha dvanave pranama samaye saganadi raja vignan vihantu malamasya jagatrayasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesha upon the pair of tumili protruding from his elephant head in order to obtain power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of the three worlds.
In this regard, our Param Gurudev Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has explained that Lord Ganesha is in charge of destroying all of the obstacles in one worship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And to get that power for worshipping the Personality of Godhead, Sagun Brahma, therefore, he is himself worshipping and always keeping the lotus feet of Krishna, Govinda, on his elephant head. It also mentions that of the five devatas recommended to be worshipped, because of this special mercy of Govinda, Ganesha's worship in the beginning of every activity is especially auspicious.